ABC News, I'm Laura Winters. Bracing for bad weather this Sunday, severe weather moving through the south, parts of Arkansas and Alabama and Missouri getting hit hard by rain, hail, and gusty winds.
It made me sad to see my hometown tore up, but I knew that the people here would be taken care of because Perryton is a great community.
Deadly storms hit Texas earlier this week, including an EF3 tornado that killed three people in that town near the Oklahoma border on Thursday. Secretary of State Blinken in China today for high-level talks, unclear if the president of that country will actually be meeting with him. Starting in July, there will be a new director at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Correspondent Jim Forbes has the story.
North Carolina's former health secretary is set to become the new head of the CDC. CNN has confirmed that President Biden will appoint physician Mandy Cohen to the position. The previous leader of the agency, Rochelle Walensky, will be stepping down on June 30th. Biden said in a statement that Cohen has a proven track record protecting Americans' health and safety. I'm Jim Forbes.
Turning to sports, West Virginia's men's basketball coach Bob Huggins resigns following a DUI arrest.
Huggins was arrested Friday night in Pittsburgh with a blood alcohol content more than twice Pennsylvania's legal limit, according to a police report. The incident comes just over a month after Huggins faced discipline for using an anti-gay slur during an interview with a Cincinnati radio station. Following that, the university reduced Huggins' salary by $1 million and suspended him for the first three games of next season. One of the most recognizable coaches in the sport, Huggins won over 860 games between his time at four schools. I'm Chris Garagio.
Barbecues and big gatherings today, all to celebrate our fathers, and lots of money being spent on gifts, too. The National Retail Federation predicts more than $25 billion will be spent on dads across the country. That's about $3 billion more than last year. I'm Laura Winters.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
It's no accident President Biden started campaigning this weekend in Pennsylvania. It's a key swing state where endorsements seem to matter for some voters. Here's correspondent Brian Shook.
The AFL-CIO gave him their support and called Biden the most pro-union president in our lifetimes. Pennsylvania will be a key swing state in the upcoming election. Former President Trump won the state by less than one percentage point in 2016, only for Biden to win by 1 point in 2020.
We continue to wait on the Supreme Court to issue rulings on two key issues. Here's correspondent Michael Kastner on the story.
Decisions on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not included. Two cases involving Harvard and the University of North Carolina will determine if race can be used as a factor in college admissions. There are two cases centered on Biden's plan to cancel some student loans that also yet to have opinions issued on them. There are still 18 opinions to be released for this term, with the next batch scheduled to be handed down on Thursday.
Entertainment news. Disney Plus will start debuting newly restored Walt Disney Animation Studios shorts next month. Correspondent Trey Thomas with the story.
The more than two dozen shorts date as far back as 1927 and feature classic characters like Mickey Mouse, Goofy, and Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. The first six shorts will hit the streaming service on July 7th.
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.